Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. I still have a very low-sounding voice. Sorry about that. But we are continuing on this Saturday. I hope that you are enjoying some rest, the beauty of creation, and maybe even you get a nap today, if you like naps. Perhaps you don't. Anywho, we need to go over our memory verses for this week. Do you remember where they are? Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Each of the verses starts with the word for. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Interestingly, today we're going to be reading some of Habakkuk 2, which is the verse from which the righteous will live by faith comes. In Habakkuk's day, he is addressing God with his struggle. Is God good when there's so much evil in the world? Why is God using Babylon to come and judge Israel when Babylon is an evil nation as well? And in the midst of his struggle, Habakkuk remembers what God says, the righteous will live by faith. So Habakkuk has to trust in God's promise that God will judge the wicked. And Paul in Romans is using a similar argument. The people to whom Romans is written had to trust in Christ's finished work for salvation. When we have faith from first to last, this is what sees us through, even in the midst of difficulty, even when we do not see God's hand, we trust his heart. And we journey along with God, knowing that he loves us and he loves this world and that he has dealt with sin through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're going to read Habakkuk chapter 2, starting in verse 1, and we'll read through verse 4, and then we'll also read the final verse. Listen to God's word for us today. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that the herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Habakkuk goes on to describe five woes about what the people are doing that is unjust, that he deals with unjust economic ventures, slave labor, idolatry, and alcohol abuse. And then he ends Habakkuk chapter 2 with this statement, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. It brings us back to that idea of trust, that God reigns and he deserves our reverence. And so today, Lord, we recommit ourselves to live by faith, knowing that you are at work and that you are good. Let's turn on over now to the psalm. Today's psalm is Psalm 7, verses 1 through 11. And here David has a prayer for justice. He has been falsely accused and pursued, and here he reminds God that he trusts in him. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion. and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. I love when I see connections between the two passages. Habakkuk is wrestling with injustice, and so is David. Listen to verse 9 again. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts, my shield is God Most High. I dug in a little bit to that word shield. It means protection, covering, something they would carry into battle to block the arrows. It reminds me of a personal and relational God whose own presence is shielding us. God reminded Abraham in Genesis 15:1 that he is his shield. Over and over in the Psalms, we see imagery of God as shield. And ultimately, Christ, throughout Scripture, is either foretold or seen as the shield that absorbs our judgment. And swinging back around to Romans, we live by faith in what Jesus Christ has done on our behalf. And when we trust in him, we have his righteousness. Will you pray with me using words from Habakkuk chapter 3, where Habakkuk rejoices in the Lord? And then once more, I want to send you out with this week's blessing of peace. O Lord, though the fig should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He makes me tread on my high places. O Lord, you are our shield, and you save those who are upright in heart, those who live by faith. And so now, Lord, would you, the Lord of peace yourself, give us peace at all times and in every way. And may the Lord be with you. Amen.